Meg, 1985, somewhere in Philadelphia. Out on the street today, some homeless guy shouts at me, "Do you know that you've been saved?" I can smell his sour breath. My heart starts beating faster, and I run, stumble really, back to the house. The whole episode freaked me out. But all day, I keep hearing that old guy's question in my head. I could have told him, "I do know I've been saved. I was saved exactly 132 days ago. 132 days and counting. 132 days ago, I was supposed to get married. I was supposed to wear my mother's lacy wedding gown and make my sisters wear royal blue bridesmaid dresses. Dad was supposed to walk me down the aisle. Getting married was supposed to make everything right again. But I didn't get married. I got saved instead. My hero snatched me right from the jaws of the angry yellow dragon. All this might sound crazy. A sordid fairy tale. A lurid soap opera. Too bizarre to be true. But with my heart beating too fast, and my whole body still feeling the breath of the angry dragon, I want to tell my story." Mara, 1979. 6 years before, at home in Maryland, my sister Meg's story and mine intersect in a country farmhouse. We grew up as Farrah Fawcett's picture in a red swimsuit made millions. My sister Meg wanted her golden hair to look just like Farrah's and spent hours trying. I can picture her practicing a big white smile in the mirror. Meg was the pretty one, smart and funny and fearless. I admired her. But that doesn't mean we got along. Just like the Beatles song, she'd say goodbye, and I'd say hello. Like somehow, we were opposite sides of the same coin. Sometimes I'd feel her stare, and she'd ask, "How can you just sit there?" I didn't understand. I'd ask, "What?" "How can you just sit there and read? Don't you want to go do something?" "I am doing something. Leave me alone," I'd tell her. She would finally leave. There was also the third sister. Our younger sister, Mia, was special. Special needs, special attention. Just special. There is no true label for Mia. She is the only one of her kind. Did she really run naked across the street? Oh, yes. She would bite her own arm when frustrated, until she left marks and bruises. She could spoil a party or sleepover with too much crying or too much laughter. It took a year to teach her to say, "Mia, Mia." This is supposed to be Meg's story, but even this story drifts to Mia, the cute little pixie fireball who takes over everything. Being the oldest sister, my role was easy to play. Good little Catholic girl wearing a neat blue uniform, and my ordinary brown haircut, one that made me look more like Sally Field in The Flying Nun than Farrah Fawcett. I was the daughter who would enforce the daily after-school parental to-do list. If I couldn't get my sisters to do their jobs, I did them myself. I tried to be a good sister. I'm still trying. Meg, 1979. Let's start on the morning that Mara went away to college. She was a year ahead of me in school and heading to Chestertown. I decided to be nice and make breakfast for everyone. Eggs, bacon, toast, and sliced pineapple. The works. I put a little vodka in my OJ when no one was looking. Mara is in a dreamy mood. My little sister Mia is crying fake tears just to get attention. Mom is trying hard not to be teary, even though everyone knows Mom likes Mara better than any of the rest of us. Who else is going to listen to her mope about Dad? It's not going to be me, that's for damn sure. Dad is in his own little world as usual. No one will cooperate and just sit down and eat while it's hot. "Everyone needs to sit, I got up early to cook," I told them, but did they listen? Of course not. The smell of eggs is making me feel a little sick. But I sit down and pretend to eat.